That's pretty good, isn't it? Now, will they have any problem on passing?
I wouldn't think so. Now we get a shift of Republicans, see, to passage. That would, that voted to recommit. Now, the, you know, and also we'll have a little shift of our fellows off, but, with the 208 to 198, we had four or five in the well in reserve, if we had needed them.
Well, usually there's 40, 50 Republicans vote for the bill on passage, don't they?
Yeah, that's why I say now that we'll get that shift one way, and we'll have a few of our fellows that have gone as far as they can with a shift the other way. So I, we ought to be all right. They're on the final passage roll call now.
That's good. Larry, we're really going to have to caution these folks not to let these Mansfield just went to sleep yesterday and went down and insisted Ellinger let him add that food stamp amendment. He didn't want to let him add it. And it was no damn good, and it don't amount to a damn thing, but now we've got to get a rule, and we can't get a rule.
Yeah, God.
And it's all because the leadership's in there. We've got to get those boys together, the House and Senate.
How would they want that amendment for?
Huh?
Why would he do that, I wonder?
Why he do it for Miller? Just because he don't want to oppose him.
Boy. Boy. That's held up a damn important bill.
Yeah, damn important, and we could go with it. I just don't know. You might want to consider if Carl Albert can't get it through, he ought to tell the Republicans it's a Republican amendment.
Yeah.
And he ought to tell them that we don't want to sell Australian meat in food stamps anyway.
Yeah.
And the Democrats ought to care if we're willing to accept it, and just let them accept it. The United States Senate can't get that. You ought to get them to get a rule, but he says old man Smith won't give them a rule now. And it doesn't do us a damn bit of good to pass them through one house and the other house screw them up.
I know.
It's what they almost did on mass transit.
Yeah. Well, let me get a hold of Albert. He'll be free to discuss this in the next few minutes.
Now, your 30 bills, how many of them have been cut out? We know excise tax. We know marketing. Yeah. We know the debt limit. That's three.
Yeah. Actually, wait a minute. I don't even have the darn list in front of me, Mr. President. I'm sorry at this point. When I give you the final passage, why don't I give you a quick count on that, too?
All right. And the pay bill ought to be through today, oughtn't it?
Yep. They're on the pay bill. We had a little trouble today. Some of the boys thought maybe they ought to go along with Proxmire on the congressional end of it, but that's been straightened away, and Matatos and Vallejo did some work earlier today. So, and Bill Doherty was in it, so we're in good shape on that. It may drag on pretty late, and maybe even into tomorrow, but it's been going along okay.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, Mr. President.